Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Who is the most admired man or woman, or man and woman in the world? Do you really believe it is the Obamas? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to. Another great day for us to get together on the radio. Glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. I'm sick of propaganda. I don't know how you feel about it, but I don't know what number Barack Obama should be on the list of most admired people in the world. Should he make the list? Sure. But number one, I don't think so. He's a horrible president. I don't think he's a great person. I say this based on everything it took for him to get to the presidency, the job that he did, how he ruined the country. I think he's conniving. I think he's slick. And I don't like people like that. I like people that you can kind of take at face value. They aren't wearing a mask. They aren't saying, here's what I want you to perceive about me, but here's my reality. And that reality is so distant from who they are that you never really know them. For the record, hey, Democrats, if you're listening to the program, that's who you are. People can't know you. Therefore, they can't trust you. As for Michelle Obama, she's a blatant, openly racist, ethnocentric woman. And based on much observation on my part, not a joy to be around. Kind of smug, seeming like she deserves something better. And look, I've met people like this before. You can tolerate them, but to be number one most admired woman in the world? Wow. I think they may be the most well-known outside of the Queen of England or this little demented clown Greta Thunberg. I mean, you know, as far as global women are concerned, I guess, yeah, she's known. But I looked at this list. So Barack Obama is number one for men. Bill Gates is number two for men. I'm sure he's spent enough money to where, again, he's known all over the world. If you got a computer, you know Bill Gates. And here's where it gets a little tricky for me. Xi Jinping, the Chinese prime minister, is the number three guy? That starts making me go, wait a minute, this poll originated in China. Because let's face it, both Barack Obama and Bill Gates would be popular in China. Obama because of his pro-China policies and Bill Gates because of his New World Order. Third, Xi Jinping. Fourth, Cristiano Ronaldo, soccer player. I get it. Here's another clue that this is very weighted towards the Chinese. Number five is Jackie Chan. When you start getting into Holly weirdos, you know that this poll, really, now this poll, by the way, is from YouGov. YOUGOV, YouGov. Let me go on down the line here. Number six, Elon Musk. I get it. Number seven, Lionel Messi, which is another soccer player. Narendra Modi. Vladimir Putin is nine. Jack Ma is 10. Warren Buffett, 11. Sachin Tendulkar, or something. Donald Trump, 13. Shenka Khan. Amitabh Bachchan. Okay, is 15. I don't even know who these people are. 16, Pope Francis. 17, Imran Khan. 18, Verst Kohli. 19, Andy Lau. And 20, Joe Biden. If Joe Biden made the top 20 list of most admired, you know this list is toilet paper. For women, Michelle Obama, Angelina Jolie, Queen Elizabeth II, Oprah Winfrey. Now wait till you get to five. You ready? Scarlett Johansson. Number six, Emma Watson. Number seven, Taylor Swift. See, this is the most ridiculous poll. I would love to know how they came to these people. Oh, guess what? Kamala Harris, number 11. Number 12, anybody want to guess? Hillary Clinton. Where did Greta Thunberg end up? 15. You know who's behind Greta Thunberg? Melania Trump. I got to tell you, I am shocked Melania Trump made this list. I'm shocked. Who were before her? So here's some names. Number 8, Angela Merkel. 9, Malala Yousafzai. Number 10, Priyanka Chopra. Let's see, 14. No, I'm sorry, 13. Aishwari Rai Bachchan. 14, Sudha Murty. Already gave you 15 is Greta Thunberg. 17 is somebody that only goes by the name of Lisa. Does anybody know who that is? Is that Lisa? Lisa from Code Jam? Head to toe, I know. Day started with a little kiss on my way home. No, not Lisa, Lisa. One word, Lisa. Why not share, huh? Lu Yifei, Ying Mi, and Jacinda Ardern. That rounds out the top 20. I don't know most of the world's most admired men or women. There's at least five on the men that I don't know, and there's probably eight on the or nine on the women that I don't know. But they made the list, and admittedly, I'm out of touch. See, because the people I admire, I pretty much can see them. Or I've witnessed what they've done over a period of time. I don't go, ooh, wow, let me admit, Obama, he's so admired because, God, well, I don't know, I see his name. And he was so inspiring back when he ran for president. And though he didn't do anything and he sucked, well, he's still to be admired because he made it. First black man. Woohoo! Go black people. Ugh, these lists disgust me. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about, folks. Let me say this. Thank God for winter for the Democrats.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrat mayors are under fire for their stupidity. And it's not getting any better. You can begin with violence. Democrats are running for cover over the increase in violence in their cities. But they got a problem this year, folks. They can't blame the cops. They finally figured it out. They actually need the police. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So they got Democrats have multiple problems, problems of their own creation. Remember, a year or two ago, defund the police. We need to defund the police. Defund, defund. And the whole time I'm preaching, are you kidding? You need to start looking at criminals and start at the very top, the people that you've elected, Democrats, because they are the highest ranking criminals. You vote in criminals. And then you wonder why you have an increase in crime. It's pathetic.
This was a Fox News story. Democrat mayors are raising eyebrows with their responses to the rising crime plaguing major cities like New York, Chicago, and Philadelphia. Really? You want to stop there? Okay. How about Cleveland, Cincinnati, Dallas, Houston, Atlanta, Detroit? I mean, really? Do I need to go Huey Lewis on you? D.C., San Antonio, in a Liberty Town, Boston in a Baton Rouge? Come on. Go anywhere you want in this country, and you have a crazy amount of crime. The U.S. murder rate rose 30% between 2019 and 2020. This is according to FBI data. The largest annual increase on record, and Chicago topped the list. At least 12 major cities, including New York, have all set historical murder records for 2021. Woohoo! Put that on your Chamber of Commerce literature, right? Hey, welcome to New York. We might just kill you. Robberies and assaults are also on the rise. Do I need to go into what's happening with retailers? They all reported, and here's what the quote, an uptick in organized smash and grab crimes during the busy holiday shopping season. Any surprises? Anybody want to take some guesses as to what led to this? Let me help you. One, if you know you're going to be out before the police finish doing the paperwork. And two, if you're not going to be actually charged with a real crime. Well, why not make it a free-for-all? I know it's hard to believe to put... Kevin, you're so brilliant. How do you put that together? I know. Don't you guys try that at home. Don't try logic and reasoning and common sense, because you might just figure some crap out. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot faced criticism last week after she responded to a recent flood of robberies in her city by blaming retailers for not better protecting their merchandise. We played this clip the other day. She blamed retailers. I can't believe that these people leave their items out at night. And they don't lock stuff up, and these purses, they don't put these security chains around the purses. These people seem to love the purses. It was magnificent in its idiocy. I joked about it. Your products are too sexy, retailers. You know, rub some doo-doo on them or on your products or something so people don't want to steal it. Gah! In New York City, one of de Blasio's last acts as mayor before he hands over the reins to Mayor-elect Eric Adams is instituting a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for private businesses in the city, claiming it's his job to protect New Yorkers. So these store owners, the businesses, have only 3 weeks. This thing goes into effect December 27th. 4 days before de Blasio leaves office, which thankfully is only a few days away. And he defended this mandate and claimed, get this, that his city is much safer now than when it was when he took over the reins 8 years ago, despite the fact that murder skyrocketed last year and remained high so far this year. But he protected New Yorkers. See, this is the kind of stuff that drives me crazy. New Yorkers should be livid. This guy thinks he's leaving on a high note. Unbelievable. These are the people that are put in charge of millions of people. They're supposed to be protecting their citizens, and their priorities are so skewed, so in line with the New World Order, that people are dying in front of their eyes every single day. And what are they concerned about? Some BS nonsense around, oh, Omicron's here. We've got to shut down the schools. Do you realize Omicron's hit? It's the common cold, by the way. It's being, and this is why I told you, old man winter is saving the Democrats. Because the crime will go down, but the people who die from flu will go up. and they will blame it on some new variant of WHO flu, and they will keep the city locked down while claiming that they're making it more safe. See, Democrats aren't looking for solutions. They're looking for rocks to hide behind. They're looking for scapegoat situations. De Blasio says he's protecting people from their own health. People who are not sick. Well, you could get sick and you could make somebody else sick. Therefore, you are a possibility. Well, couldn't we say that since the beginning of man? Couldn't we say that about anything? Oh, but Kevin, this is a state of emergency. You know, because this one could kill us all. As I move around the places where it's free, where freedom still exists, tell me it's a state of emergency. Tell me people are so afraid of dying of WHO flu. I'm not seeing it. Are you? I mean, I get these kids that still wear the mask, and these people. I see these. You know, I wish we had a name for them. We call them. Well, forget it. But the point is, can't say the name on the radio. But whatever, however you feel about that, no problem. There are certain people that have gotten a level of fear in them, and they want to have that fear, that they continue to wear it. But the majority of people that I see these days are not wearing it, and I'm not. I'll put it to you this way: I'm not worried about getting WHO flu or any variant. It is so far down the list of priorities for me and my family that we're just unconcerned. I think the majority of Americans are this way, and yet there are places. They're talking about what story did I read just the other day? What did you guys get me the other day? My producers got me a story about, I think it's in New York, where they want people locked up. They want you to be able to do absolutely nothing unless you get that shot. Folks, you better stay vigilant over all this stuff. This is bigger than you think.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In less than a month, the COVID Omicron variant has gone from being discovered to becoming the dominant strain of the virus in the United States. The CDC releasing updated figures on Monday saying the new, more transmissible variant now accounts for more than 73% of new nationwide cases as of the week ending December 18th. So far, no one in the United States has died from the variant. President Biden is updating Americans on the coronavirus Omicron variant. Biden saying his administration will make a half a billion at-home test kits available in January, and the government will also set up 20,000 new testing sites around the country. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki continuing to scold unvaccinated Americans, saying they will continue to fuel new COVID hospitalizations and deaths. USA Radio News. Winter holiday travel is back. AAA's Skylar McKinney telling NBC News travel numbers are on par with the pre-pandemic record of 2019.
All of this despite the fact the pandemic is still going on, despite the fact that there's a new variant, despite the fact that there's still some economic uncertainty.
AAA estimating more than 109 million Americans will travel over the long Christmas and New Year's week from December 23rd to January 2nd. More than 100 million are expected to drive despite high gas prices, and nearly 6.5 million are expected to fly. SpaceX is fighting a COVID outbreak at its California headquarters. At least 132 workers are sick, making it the biggest outbreak in Los Angeles County. Meanwhile, the company this morning carried out a successful launch of a Falcon 9 rocket from Kennedy Space Center, sending a Dragon spacecraft on a resupply mission to the International Space Station. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Young black entrepreneurs are just as capable of succeeding given the chance as white entrepreneurs are. But they don't have lawyers, they don't have accountants, but they have great ideas.
Shifting gears a little bit from this most admired, which we talked about earlier in the Democrats thanking God for winter because it's going to lessen the number of deaths by bullets in these cities, and they're going to stack the numbers on Wu flu, even though nobody's going to die. The number of people that will die from Wu flu this winter will be negligible compared to the regular flu or anything else. Welcome back, everybody. That was Joe Biden saying something else stupid and getting away with it. What does this man have to do to prove that he's a walking, talking, racist a-hole? I'm just curious. Democrats, please respond. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Can you imagine if Trump said this? I say it on this show, and I say it on others, and I've said it in my musings and writings. Biden is the worst kind of racist. He's a guy that doesn't even know how racist he is. Now, that's what the leftists say about you. You white folks listening to the program, they say, Kevin, they don't even know how racist they are towards you. Yeah, neither do I. But I'll tell you this, Joe Biden, with this placating, pat-pat, well, see, let me explain. Black people, they run businesses, but they're too stupid to get attorneys and accountants, and that's why we need to help them. That's what he's saying. The very people, these leftists who pull the race card on about everything, folks, they practice open racism against whites. They blindly overlook Biden's by-the-book racist comments. And I just played you one. Now here, I'll say this. There are many businesses, startup businesses, where the person does not get a lawyer. Because they really don't need one. They formed a corporation through LegalZoom or something. And they don't get an accountant because the wife does the books or the guy does the books or whatever. Whoever it may be in the company. So you don't need an accountant per se. Or you use one of these services that keeps you on track. Payroll, paychecks, whatever. They got different ones. That's how you do it. And many small businesses, not just black businesses, don't use accountants and lawyers. It's when you grow that you go, oh, we got to restructure. We need an accountant. We need a lawyer. I have a black business. I happen to be black. And I have an accountant. And I have attorneys. They look over stuff. I had a lawsuit not that long ago. Who did Joe Biden think I did? What do you think I did? Call Colin Kaepernick? I called my attorney. Said, hey, in fact, I called two attorneys and said, can you handle this until the actual attorney who knows this particular type of law can get it? So I had to pay one attorney $600 so he could, you know, just file the motion until I could get my other attorney who was specific to election types of stuff. I don't know if you guys know this, but I got sued over a project that we did for black outreach. On the telephone, I was threatened with a class action lawsuit because we sent out text messages that said something along the lines of, do you believe that your rights, that they should allow illegals to go free for the same crimes that citizens commit? That was the question. It had all of the opt-out stuff. We followed it to the letter of the law. And the Democrats sued me. And it was funny, I went on radio in Philadelphia, and I said, we want to know. You're the one releasing illegals into the general population, letting them go while you're keeping citizens in jail for the same thing. And why were they doing this? Because they wanted to keep ICE from coming to deport the illegals. And this was happening all over the country. So we did a project to ask people, do you believe your Fourth Amendment rights are being violated? Because we want to know. And right after I got off the radio, I had a reporter call me and say, you do realize that the city attorney of Philadelphia is saying he may sue you. And they did. They got four people to sue me. They sued me for $155 million. Luckily, I had it laying around. So long story short, I subcontracted the text messaging out. Let me ask you this, folks. Have you ever gotten a text message and you're like, what? Where'd this come from? You ever donated to a politician or something? I promise you, if you ever do, you're going to get bombarded. Did it ruin your life? Did you, oh my gosh, I'm gonna sue these people. They got four silly Negroes to sue me. And you know what? I should sue them back. If I had the money, I swear on my mother's grave, I would sue every one of them back. I would sue everybody involved in the food chain because it was intimidating. And I'm a thick-skinned guy that, contrary to what Joe Biden says, has an attorney who was charging me. Melissa knows the numbers, but I know it was amazing amounts of money per hour. It cost me, I'll put it to you this way, it cost me more money in legal fees than it cost me to do the project. And I'm not a rich guy. You want to talk about taking one in the gut? I took one in the gut. We still reel from that, our organization, financially. But that's what they do. They will sue you in order to keep you from doing things that they know they're up to. So anyway, going back to this attorney stuff, you heard Joe Biden's comments. They don't have lawyers. They don't have accountants, but they have great ideas. I love this part. Does anyone doubt this whole nation would be better off from investments those people make? He continued. Wow, he actually used the statement that would get a Republican kicked out of office. He says, and I promise you, that's why I set up the National Small Business Administration that's more broader, because they're going to get those loans. Well, great. So they get those loans, and you know what happens? The same thing that happens when they get student loans. Flunk out. The businesses fail. Why? Because they aren't learning how to actually run businesses. You want to know how you learn to run business? You want to know where it begins? It begins with your parents, watching your mom and your dad run a business. Simple thing. Let me just say this, boy. Thank God Joe Biden is saving black people. And he's been doing it for years. To hear Biden tell it, he freed the slaves. He worked hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder with Abraham Lincoln. Oh, and then he defeated the Klan and he ushered in all the civil rights legislations to defend blacks. You know, all the Civil Rights Act of, what, the first one in, what, 1866? Yeah, he did that one. And in 1867, all the way up to what, 1965? It gets better. After Biden freed the slaves, folks, he set up the Freedmen's Bureau so blacks could get educated. And as I said earlier, he targeted the Klan, but he still had time to march on behalf of all blacks, you know, on any notable movement in history with Martin Luther King over the Norman Pettus Bridge or whatever. Is that the name? I know it's the Pettus Bridge. During the church burnings, Joe Biden was there protecting black churches. I mean, he worked with the FBI to stop the lynchings in Mississippi. Didn't you see him in Mississippi burning? The man who said of blacks, "You ain't black," seems to say whatever he wants, and he gets a pass from leftists of all colors. Name any three, you don't have to do all three, but name any three comments Joe Biden has made about black people, and show me a Republican who could get away with it, and then I'd be media, mass media, all over the world. What would the NAACP be saying if Trump had said any of the stupid comments that Joe Biden made? I love this part. The data shows young black entrepreneurs are just as capable of succeeding given the chance as white entrepreneurs. The data, not observation, not the obvious of, well, Oprah Winfrey, she started out as a small business. Every black actor is a small business. Every black bit. Does Joe Biden, what world, what planet does this man live on? Black people start businesses every day, and they're successful businesses. I don't know the statistics. I will tell you this. We don't have as many starts as we need, but it has nothing to do with Joe Biden saving our black butts. It has to do with our parents. It has to do with family. It has to do with a better education, a proper education, mentorships, things like this. This idiot is so racist. Remember when he talked about some way he made the comment about poor kids just as likely to get do as good as white kids? Another slip up that nobody else could make except a bonehead Democrat like that clown. Where you at, Democrats? Where's your racism now?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form, and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I wanted to follow up Biden. Latest racist comment with this whole segment just playing Biden's racist comments and giving a bit of commentary on it. And I've done it before, like when he did You Ain't Black. And I talk often about the one where he says, I used to go to the black sections of my town. I'd go to parks and I'd lecture black men on it's okay to wear a condom. And to black women, I would say, it's okay to say no. And I thought to myself, wow. This is a guy who, number one, says he has a black section of his town.
I mean, we're in 2021. You're still talking about black sections of town? See, there used to be places where black people were forced to live. There's not a black section of any town. There may be a place where a lot of black people live, but it's because Democrats put them there. But that's number one. He went to the black sections of his town, probably with a visa, or he got permission from the shot caller, or he just decided to slum it that day. Maybe he was looking for, you know, a black prostitute that knew some bad stuff about him. Who knows? Or a drug deal. Or he was getting his kids out of a bad school, maybe. I don't know. He's picking up the kids, but he just happened to go to the black section of his town. And he would go to parks and he'd say, hey, you black guys, come meet with me. Come over here to the venerable white guy who knows more than you. And he would hold court, as we would call it. Does anybody believe that? But he's so stupid, he actually says there's a black section of his town that he slummed in, and he called black men together and says, hey, guys, it's okay for you to wear a condom. And then, of course, he had to lecture all these black women because they're all promiscuous. So he had to lecture them to say, it's okay for you to say no. Don't just let these guys have their way with you. I'm just giving you an idea, folks, of what Joe Biden said, how it should be and would be interpreted if anybody else had said it. But no, it's Captain Demento with a Democrat after his name. And that's right. He gave black people Juneteenth. Woo, thank God. Hi, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This guy was writing an article. It's in Town Hall. Derek Hunter. He says, progressives love rewriting history from the 1619 project to renaming roads and melting of statues if they can protect their party by wiping clean or reassigning their past, they're all for it. But underneath it all, below what they let the world see is one simple truth. The Democrat Party was, is, and will always be the party of racism. They created segregation. As Democrat Governor George Wallace famously said, segregation now, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever. Progressives publicly renounced their openly racist past as fellow progressive Adolf Hitler exposed what was always the end game for eugenics. But their beliefs remain the same. The party of slavery and Jim Crow never changed their goal. They only changed their tactics. While being blatant racist was no longer acceptable, the left went another direction. I argue with him on that, by the way, because blatant racism still is acceptable, but I'll get to that in a second. He says, when they were no longer able to publicly hate black people, bingo, here he is, they switched to publicly hating white people. It was the hate that mattered, not the direction in which it flowed. Monkey kidneys are perfect medium in which to grow viruses in labs. Racial hatred is the monkey kidneys of progressive politics. It creates the environment where left-wing politics can be advanced. I tell you guys all the time, the new Jim Crow are people who won't get vaccinated. I was watching Schindler's List the other night. You should watch it. The Jews talk about losing their freedom. They talk about how it happened, how the segregation occurred, where they had to wear the band. Why am I wearing this band around their arm, an armband? This is coming. It doesn't matter whether it's race. It doesn't matter whether it's gender or sexuality. The Democrats divide and conquer. Anyway, he goes on. He says, the average rational thinking person would not embrace progressive policies if they were thinking clearly. Each requires more of your liberty. No logical person would trade any of that away for anything. But through the lens of fear and hatred, normal people will do things they otherwise never would. I skip ahead. Now think of how the political left operates. They do all they can to keep their voters in a state of fear. Think about the way they talk about COVID or hatred, the politics of envy over how much people make and who deserves what, etc. For the Democratic Party, these are their bread and butter. And the most frequently and most convenient used avenue for that hatred is race. He says, two events exemplify this division in no way hypotheticals could. First is a story out of Colorado where a school district instituted people of color only playground time. George Wallace wasn't the last of the Democrat segregationists. He was ahead of his time. The school, rather than change direction once exposed, doubled down on justifying segregation. And here's what this spokesperson said. Our school leaders met with some of the black families whose children attend our schools to determine ways for these families to feel more included in our community. Some of these families shared that with us. Since the only time many of them see one another is at drop-off and pickup, we host some events where black families can meet one another, connect with one another, and share their experiences about the school with one another. We are honoring their requests. He says it should have been met with scorn and dismissed out of hand. Instead, a racist request was met with a racist response. He says, I know it's a cliche at this point, but imagine if white were replaced with the word black. The fecal storm that would rightly ensue would be never ending. Everyone at the school would be fired, not defiant and proud. If something is wrong, it's wrong, regardless of what a person is doing, looks like, the person that does it looks like, or what experience people who look like that person went through long before anyone was alive today. There's no race of human who hasn't engaged in enslaving others or been enslaved by others. Africa was not utopia before evil whitey showed up. Tribes were enslaving each other the whole time, and it was Africans who were selling black slaves to the overseas slave trade, for example. So this guy's Derek Hunter, is who I'm reading from his article in Town Hall. He's spot on. But I go back to what I said earlier. It's overlooked. How much are you complaining about Joe Biden's comment that I talked about earlier? He caught a little flack for you ain't black, but not enough. Not enough. The guy who interviewed him, Charlemagne the plebe, because he calls himself Charlemagne the God. And by the way, he's in the news because they wouldn't answer the question about who's the real president or something that when he was interviewing Kamala Harris. He's got a new TV show. This is a dude who, if you listen to him and you think he deserves a TV show, congratulations. I don't. But he gets a TV show. And when Joe Biden said, you ain't black, he didn't even have the guts to say to Joe Biden, what kind of silly statement is that? Black people are not monolithic, Joe Biden. We vote the way we choose to vote. We don't have to vote for you. You are not some barometer of whether we're black. That's what I would have said. I would have said, how dare you come on my show and say something so silly? My audience does not owe you anything. You are a politician and you're asking for our vote and you want to say you ain't black unless you vote. That should have been the response, but he didn't. But anyway, he's got a show. I've got a radio show. He's got a TV show. He says, anyway, here's the next one. He says the most disgusting story comes from Washington Post and is on a transracial adoption entitled, I Know My Parents Love Me, But They Don't Love My People. This is a vile piece of progressive propaganda. Find good leftist kids willing to stab the only parents they've ever known in the back in order to serve political masters. The propriety of cross-cultural adoptions has been debated for decades, the story states, and it's true. The KKK, the enforcement of the Democratic Party, was opposed to the concept, as were racists in general. Now, in the name of diversity and tolerance, leftists would rather non-white children remain wards of the state or live in orphanages than be raised by loving parents who are white. I can say parents who are white because I've not seen a single story of a leftist whining about a Hispanic child being adopted by black parents or vice versa. It happens, but for some reason, progressives aren't bothered by it. See, this is when you get to the heart of what's really going on in this country. I gotta leave.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.